Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Okay, maybe the most controversial topic on our show all day Monday, Ryan having kids.
Ooh.
This is an idea that a lot of people aren't comfortable with, and I get it.
Because you're not comfortable with it either.
Right. You're telling your side.
Oh, okay. So this is something that just got brought up on vacation. We're newlyweds. Granted, we've been together 14 years, and now Vaughn brings up the idea that maybe we should have a kid. Wouldn't it be nice? Think of what life we could provide for a child out there. We could adopt a kid who really has an awful life, and we have room at the house. We've got dogs. You know, we could afford to take care of them. We should really do this.
You have room in your hearts.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so some of the texts didn't get on the show.
Yeah, so here are just some of the ones we didn't get to. Ryan, you should do surrogacy so he can, so you can have a baby that's related to you and Vaughn.
Okay, now I did think of that idea, but then there's a huge cost factor involved.
Yeah, it's pretty spendy.
And number two, there are some kids out there who are already in need of homes. Why bring another kid into the world when you can help one out already?
Especially when you're not in the market for a newborn.
Yeah.
Some people were up in arms of you saying you wanted a girl over a boy.
I just think they'd be it'd just be better suited for our situation. I just don't know that I could handle a boy.
When you adopt, you get to choose.
Yeah.
You can't live in fear on how children will turn out. Do the best you can and love them unconditionally.
Yeah, but I can live in fear.
just be a parent. Don't be a friend. A kid doesn't need a friend. They need a parent.
Is anyone concerned about me being a friend versus a parent?
No, not even one bit. Okay. Somebody said you should not be a parent right away. You should borrow somebody else's kid.
Oh.
So maybe for a weekend or maybe have a week long sleepover or whatever it is, you should test that out over maybe being a parent right away.
Hey, Dusty Pee-Pee's in the potty now. She's a lot easier. There's no diapers. She's all yours.
How old is she?
She's three.
She's three.
Mm-hmm.
But the last time I watched her, remember she was terrified of me?
Well, she was, but only at the beginning. Remember how much she loved you at the end when you were sliding on the slides and stuff?
Yeah,
it was so
true.
Fun.
That was fun.
I saw a really softer side of you that day.
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
because you were doing exactly what Dusty wanted to do at that time.
Yep.
Not when all of a sudden it's like, no, daddy needs to run to Costco because we have nothing for dinner, and then watch the tantrums. And when it's your own kid, it's completely different.
Rudy, we didn't get your perspective as a single dad mm-hmm. of a 9-10-year-old.
Almost 10, yeah.
10-year-old
Almost
girl. 10, yeah. What do you think?
I think you and Vaughn are tremendous people. You're respected in the community.
He used the P word, people, not parents. Duly noted.
I think knowing what I know with Vaughn mm-hmm. is that Vaughn gets really like focused on something. And loves it for about 6 weeks, and then it sits in your closet. And unfortunately, you can't do that with a kid.
Yeah.
And I know how you are and how you enjoy, you know, the freedom and, you know, being able to go this place or do that. Or if you want to go have margaritas, you can. If you want to go to a movie at 2:00 in the afternoon, you can. All this morning while the show was going on, we had a parent who had to bail on us because their kid got sick, who was supposed to pick up the children today while we all had stuff to do for the show. So my entire morning was basically spent not only trying to produce the show, but then having to keep one eye on the phone to set up, well, now who's going to go pick up the kids?
Oh.
And who's going to go do this? And what time? So wait, if you can bring them here at 1, then this person can pick them up at 2:30, and then I can swing in and pick them up at 4, and I'm telling you, it becomes a huge thing. So I think for the betterment of you and Vaughn, and if you want this relationship to last, I think you go sans kid for the rest of your life, man, and enjoy your time and your money and your sleep.
Rudy!
Yeah.
What? How is the Instant Pot at home? Has it been used recently?
Yeah.
When?
We hard-boiled eggs. You can do such a massive batch. It's great.
I just didn't know if that was something that also went into the closet after multiple uses, because I know that was a thing you guys were going to use every single day of the week.
John's got some advice. Hey, John, what's up?
I had a good idea. You're talking about adopting kids and everything like that. Possibly you don't want them, but Vaughn does.
Right.
Rather than just going out and discussing it and adopting, try being a big brother first.
Oh,
yeah, big brother, big sister program.
Yeah, that way you can get your toes wet, see if that's really for you, and go from there. See if you truly do want to adopt, but you can impact a kid's life without actually adopting by being a big brother.
That's a good point. And just to clear up, it's not that I don't want kids. It's that I'm afraid of all the bad things that could happen if I had kids. You know, like they just turn out to be rotten people.
I have three kids myself. I worry about that constantly, but you just do the best you can and hope they follow the path you lay down for them.
I mean, I really get why dads worry about their daughters, you know, eventually winding up on the pole. Now I get it. I used to joke about that.
Hey, I have two daughters.
See? I mean, that's probably a real threat, right?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
Couldn't you see Ryan's kid playing with matches or something, and all of a sudden there goes down the barn? Boom. Burns down the garage.
Oh. Good stuff, John. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the call. Danielle, you had some advice?
My husband and I adopted our kids at 8 and 10. I have a tad bit of the OCD myself, and so toddlers were not in my game plan. We adopted ours at 8 and 10, and they were awesome because they could help us clean the house. And when they made a mess, they picked it up. So that's the route I think you should go.
See, I'm with you on that, Danielle. If I were to do it, that's exactly what I would do. I've had puppies, so I've had the cute phase. I don't need a baby. I don't need the cooing, none of that. I need to be able to talk to them, reason with them somewhat, have them, hold up their end of the bargain, right?
Exactly. It's awesome.
Oh, I like that. Thank you, Danielle.
Have a great day.
All right, so mixed bag here. Maybe one or two final texts.
Yeah, I have two more over here. Adoption is for the parents even more than the child. We wanted to be parents more than anything, and adoption made that possible. You will love the child if you do it. That's one side of it. Here's the other side of it. If you're not ready for adoption, don't do it. There are dozens and dozens of couples who this is all they want, 150%. And if you come in and you adopt a child and you're not ready for it, well, now hold that on. Couple has lost out on a baby.
You mean to tell me there are more people out there willing to adopt than there are available kids? Is that the problem I'm hearing? Because no. I think that's a big pile of crap. Yeah. So whatever. Oh, I'm going to deny some perfect couple the opportunity to adopt, please.
Yeah.
No, you want a little baby and go right ahead. You can have it.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people want the babies. But I think there's so many hoops to jump through to get there, you know?
I'll take an 8-year-old that everyone's rejected. I'm fine with it.
I really hope whoever sent that message in doesn't listen to the podcast.
Well, give me a break. That's ridiculous. Yeah. You're going to prevent a family from adopting a kid because there's so few. There's so few in the world.
Yeah.
Just ask Madonna and Angelina. They can't adopt enough.
Yeah.
Give me a break. All right. Well, I don't know where we stand with this, but.
Well, I think you guys would be great dads. That's just me.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
I think you would really miss your free time and clean home. I really do. I really do think you would miss your clean home.
Yeah, I also think you enjoy the interior of your car, and it should stay that way.
Yeah.
Because with children, it doesn't. Everything is sticky and messed up and scuffed, and
You guys are really selling me on this.
Does Volvo have a minivan?
I don't know. All right. Let's see. We have some leftover jokes that we didn't get to from You Laugh, You Lose. Do you have your jokes up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's fire into that.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan, you laugh, you lose.
All right, we do this every Monday at 7:40. We love it. You got to listen to the show on the radio, and then the podcast, we save a couple extra jokes for you. Dez?
Or you're like me and you just were out first, so I have plenty of jokes left. Are you ready?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Dishes Sean Connery. I got her in the first one.
Well, we can't laugh here either.
No.
No.
That's the game, Des. You laugh, you lose. All right, you're out.
It's called You Laugh, You Lose, so now you don't even get to use a joke. Sorry, see ya.
I really want to tell.
Okay, well, you shouldn't have laughed. Why did the dog cross the road twice?
Oh, no. Why?
He was trying to fetch a boomerang.
Got it. I found a job helping a one-armed typist do capital letters. It's shift work.
Wordplay. I love that.
Got Rudy on that one. Yes.
Wow. Okay. What do the Minnesota Twins and possums have in common?
What?
Both play dead at home and get killed on the road. Boom.
Oh.
Hey.
Dez.
Boom.
What do the movies Titanic and The Sixth Sense have in common?
I don't know.
I see dead people.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Oh, that's bad.
Why that is bad. Did the stoplight turn red?
Why?
Well, you would too if you had to change in the middle of the street.
This one I think Rudy will like. Rudy, what's the difference between a Range Rover and a porcupine?
What is the difference?
A porcupine has pricks on the outside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Well, we're going to end it right right there. I think that was the treat.
I like it a little saucier on the podcast.
Crisco, if a blind girl ever tells you that you're the biggest she's ever had, she's probably just pulling your leg.
Oh. Okay. Oh. Oh, he's got Rudy going, everybody. Watch out.
Hey. That was funny.
I know it's funny, but I just love that you had him going, and he just looks at you now. Like, come on, keep laughing.
Those are good jokes. They're quality jokes.
Yeah. Porcupine one is the best. Thank
I think we can wrap the podcast there. What do you say?
Sure. Yeah. All That's right. it. We'll call her a day.
That's our third edition of the Crisco, Dez, and Ryan After Hours. We'll be back tomorrow with, we don't know what. You know, it really just kind of depends on what we come up with, right?
Yeah, but it's going to be great.
Okay, so count on Rudy to bring something tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan, tomorrow morning, 5:30 to 9, on your radio, 94.5 KS95.
Listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.